Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
To Northern Ireland we go next, and the British Security Service MI5 has raised the terror threat level in Northern Ireland from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is considered highly likely. The Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Chris Heaton-Harris, said the public should remain vigilant but not be alarmed. And the move comes ahead of an expected visit by the US President Joe Biden to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement next month. Well, for more, I'm joined now by crime correspondent and columnist with the Belfast Telegraph, Alison Morris. Good evening, Alison, and thanks for joining us on Drive Time.
Good evening.
This decision taken by MI5 independently of British government ministers, why now?
Yeah, well, it hasn't came as much as of a surprise. Just 12 months ago, the threat level was downgraded from severe to substantial, and that was the first time we'd managed to get to that sort of lower level of threat in almost a decade. But in that 12 months since then, there has been a number of attacks on police in the northwest, in Strabane and Derry, and then also the shooting of DCI Chief Inspector John Caldwell, who was shot at a sports complex in Omagh as he was coaching a youth team in February. That attack was carried out by the group that we call the New IRA. They have also been responsible for a number of other attacks, including a mortar attack on police in Strabane. And so therefore, the threat level was likely to be increased. Mm-hmm. But the question, I suppose, that you know, most people, especially people like myself, are asking, were MI5 too quick to downgrade the threat level last year? And did they sort of take their eye off the ball in terms of what the capability of those armed groups still was on this occasion?
And I know when the PSNI Chief Constable Simon Byrne addressed the level change of the threat level change here, he referenced the attacks you mentioned there, including the recent attempted murder of DCI John Caldwell. How concerned, Alison, are members of the PSNI right now about further attacks?
Well, they have all been told, although they are repeatedly told, to increase their personal security. But what I'm told is a lot of members of the PSNI, just like other members of the community, would be involved in amateur sports, would be involved in boxing and coaching and refereeing football matches. And all of that has came to a stop since the attempt on the life of DCI Caldwell, because, as I said, he was going about his weekly routine, teaching his sons, coaching his sons' football team. And a lot of officers, we know that officers, the PSNI, are routinely armed, so all officers carry a weapon while they're on duty, but they also are also supplied with a personal protection weapon. One officer had told me that he hadn't carried his when he was off duty in a couple of years, but had started in the past few weeks taking it with him again when he was off duty. And I suppose that's a sort of indication of how they feel the threat level is against themselves. But then also MI5 are only concerned with threats to national security. So, you know, ongoing paramilitary criminality would merely fall within their remit, and therefore loyalist paramilitaries wouldn't have been particularly of concern to them, because while they're still widely involved in criminality, drugs and extortion, they wouldn't have been considered a threat to the state. But then if you remember, we had that hoax bomb attack, which police believe was carried out by the UVF when Simon Coveney was visiting Northern yes. Ireland last year. Ironically, at a peace-building event when he had to be taken from it by security. And there's been threats by the UVF in relation to the protocol and the chances of ceasefires breaking down. So that would come under the remit of MI5 as well. So district Republicans clearly pose the biggest threat, but they would also have those groups within loyalism who may well react to any kind of unrest that still exists around the Brexit arrangements. They would still have them on the radar as well.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're coming to the historic Good Friday Agreement anniversary, the anticipated visit of Joe Biden, security very much in the spotlight here as well. The Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, said the increase in this threat level is concerning and regrettable. Tell us a little more, Alison, if you will, about the political reaction in Northern Ireland today.
Yeah, well, you can imagine that there's a lot of disappointment in terms of that. And so Chris Heaton-Harris, as you said, the Secretary of State, has said to people that they shouldn't be alarmed but remain vigilant. The Chief Constable has made a statement. The police in Federation, who look after the rank and file officers, have said that it shows that, you know, the danger that, they're in on a daily basis. DUP leader Sir Geoffrey Donaldson said it was a bad news day for Northern Ireland, and he looks forward to the day when that threat level is removed. But to get there, the people must work with the police. And also Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly, who sits on the policing board, has said that this obviously comes against a backdrop of an increase in paramilitary activity from both the distant Republicans and from loyalists who are currently involved in a drugs feud in parts of Northern Ireland. So he has said that there is clear evidence that some of these groups are working together and calling on them to, you know, end their futile actions now and get off the backs of the communities. But, I mean, the fact is so many of these groups are so embedded within the criminal enterprises that they're involved in, and there's obviously financial rewards for that as well. And so 25 years, as you said, when we're looking at the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, did I still think that I would be reporting on a paramilitary threat all these years later? And yet here we are, just, you know, weeks before Joe Biden's expected to come, looking at an increased threat level.
Indeed. Alison Morris of the Belfast Telegraph, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening.